What's up?
Reason for the phone call, it's I'm a recruiter specializing in physician assistants, and I was working on a clinic manager role at our surgery center. Our current CM is actually being promoted to director of nursing, which created an opening. Schedule's pretty typical for this type of facility, about 7:30 a.m. to 3 or 4 p.m. Obviously, no weekends and no call. It's been about 25% clinical, I'd say. The rest has been operational or management. And we were ideally looking for somebody with future aspirations of something along the lines of either hospital administrator or ASC administrator. And as you can tell, we're pretty well known for promoting within. I was actually wondering if you'd be interested in a role like this.
Where is this at?
We are in the North Phoenix Scottsdale location.
Oh,
are we still
okay.
still in Goodyear?
Yeah, I still work over in Goodyear.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I've never, not at this point in time, I don't think you'll pay me enough what I'm making right now for me to leave here.
Okay. What are you doing currently?
What do I do currently?
Yes, sir.
I'm a physician assistant in dermatology.
Oh, you're in dermatology.
Yeah.
Okay, sounds like I was kind of off on that one. Actually, I had written your name down on a sticky note about 4 days ago to give you a call for this position. I'm assuming, sounds like you're pretty well set where you are. I'm assuming that you happen to be pretty well connected with other PAs in the area. Would that be correct?
Yeah, for the most part, yeah.
Okay, that's
most likely. For the ones I know, I'm just kind of, I don't even know how would you get my name?
Oh, it was actually referenced to me by another PA. Like I said, I think I was leaving the office about 4 days ago, wrote your name and number down the sticky note for this position. Probably should have written down some better info. Looks like it was for referral purposes. We do offer that $1,000 referral bonus if you can set us up with somebody that we ultimately hire.
Oh, okay.
I'm just as confused as you were.
Yeah, because I was like, I suppose you can make a lot of money as a surgical manager, but I don't think you're going to, or as a surgical center manager, I just don't, as far as management experience, I think I'm okay for that too, being retired military.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a hospital administrator. Not that I couldn't be one, I'm just saying I never thought I'd put myself into that role. So.
Right, that would be, I think a little bit further down the line, that would be ideally where this position would go to.
Yeah.
This is, sort of just management position, early management, and then would transition into that.
I always tell people, you want to offer me about $200K a year, I'm in. Because that'll significantly add to my
company Ferrari and a nurse on your arm.
Well, no, I'm just saying, dude. I mean, I make pretty decent money where I'm at now. But if you want to hire me away, you're gonna have to woo me with some higher dollars. Because I work 4 days a week. I work 7 to 5, and I have every Friday, Saturday, Sunday off. So I always tell everybody, if you want to offer me a lot in high dollar, let's talk.
It sounds like you're pretty well set.
Yeah.
Can you think of somebody who'd like to transition into something like that? Maybe one of your friends who doesn't make as much?
I'm trying to think of, what kind of experience? Are you looking for somebody that's experienced in that role? Somebody that's experienced in an office manager role type thing?
Right now we're looking for management experience would be preferred. Also a surgical background. It's not necessary, that they've been in surgery for 15 years or so. What we're really looking for is somebody with management experience.
Right. Are you looking for degrees and stuff like that? What is your...
Bottom line, preferably a PA, possibly a nurse practitioner with a few years surgery experience and then management experience on top of that. So
you're looking for a provider that's looking to make that transition into that. I don't know. Most of the PAs in dermatology do really well. You know what I mean?
That is a preferred industry, absolutely.
I'm trying to figure out who would have dropped my name in the dermatology field that might have given it, unless you were coming out of a family practice place. You know what I mean?
It's actually spine surgery. So even further out of your realm.
Oh, did you talk to Dr.
No, actually, I didn't. Was he a spine surgeon?
No, I just know, he's not a spine surgeon. He's a pain management guy. He works out of one of these things. I didn't know if you maybe walked out of one of his places for Neurologic Institute and talked to him.
No, sir. Not familiar with him.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm trying to think of anybody that I would know in the spine specialty that had my name, and I really don't know. Not unless you're going to tell me. So.
we keep our referrals confidential.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know who would have dropped my name. I appreciate the call. Keep me in mind, maybe in another 5 or 10 years.
Yeah. No problem. I'll just shoot you a quick email with my contact info on it and a brief description of the position. That way, if somebody does cross your mind, it'll have a full description of the position. That way, you can just pass it on or let me know. And like I said, we'll write you a check for $1,000 if we end up hiring that person.
Have you tried to get some names from possibly over at I'm just throwing you a bone here because all of those PAs over there at university that are teaching.
Yes, sir.
They're all teaching. They're all seasoned physician's assistants. There's probably several of them that have a surgical background. There may be somebody over there that's looking. I'm not giving you names.
Okay.
I can't help you with that because I don't know them personally, but you can probably go right online and look at the staff for the PA program.
That sounds like a good idea.
Because these people are already out of the clinical grind. You know, they're not out there making a big salary. They've gone into the educational component of it. And somebody may be looking for a job like that, just get out of the educational side of it, just want to be a manager.
You know what? I just might have to check that out.
I'm just trying to throw you a bone because those are people that, you know, like me, when I get ready to retire and not see patients anymore, I may go into the educational side and start teaching. Or I may go into, hey, let me run your clinic for you because I really don't want to see patients. But, you know what I mean?
Right.
But I'm just throwing you a bone that I can't give you a specific name, but you may be able to get some names offline and then, you know, throw a bone out their way, kind of like you did me.
Okay, I'll definitely look at
that. And I would say there's a whole staff over there of PAs that may be looking for the next best thing.
That sounds like a good plan to me.
and another place is, I think, what's the other PA program? Another school here that has a PA program.
Okay, you think I'd have some luck trying to rob some of their teachers out of there?
Yeah, I mean, if you're looking to rob people away and, you know, you're at least competitive with somebody, you know, as far as the salary goes, you get up there. I mean, or somebody maybe, you know, looking to get out of the healthcare. They don't like it or they don't want to do it, and that's why they went into teaching instead of, and they're, you know, you may find somebody that just says, man, I really didn't like teaching either. I just, you know, I want to be a manager. I want to be in charge of a clinic. I just want to run something, you know?
Right. That sounds like the type of person I'm looking for.
Yeah. And they're out there. There's PAs out there that don't want to do it, don't want to see patients no more.
Okay. Well, I tell you what, why don't I shoot you that email in the meantime in case somebody does cross your mind?
I will.
What's the best email to get you at?
At Gmail.
At Gmail?
Mm-hmm.
All righty, sir. I will send that right on over to you.
All right, buddy.
Thanks for all your help.
Hey, no problem. Talk to you later.
Bye.